You know, it said this, and it seems so simple, and yet, in a way, kind of impossible, but in a way, highly possible. But it's kind of, it's like possible and not possible at the same time. He used to say, never quit. Never quit. If you quit, that's the only way to lose with God. Never quit. God will not quit on you. He won't. But we can quit on God. He will not stop pursuing you. But we can turn around. The only way to lose is quit. Never quit. It doesn't matter what kind of a mess I make my life into. Because even if I make my bed in hell, He will find me. And hell there is not literal hell. Hell is Sheol, death. Even if I fellowship with death, with the world, He will still pursue me and find me. But it is possible for a born-again believer to quit. I've seen people quit. The devastation that comes to a life that quits is unspeakable. And I don't mean this in a threatening sense. I mean this in a very sober sense. The person, and I'm not going to tell you his name, but there was a person who was a good friend of mine. He was a pastor, and I was going to go to Prague on the mission field on his team. And he quit. Circumstances that were very difficult. His wife left him. He decided to pursue money. I think he thinks that's essentially the bottom line of why his first wife left him. Got remarried to a sweetheart of a girl. Loved God. The girls faced some unbelievably unique persecution. And he quit. His second wife left him because he quit. I'll never forget, before she was married, there was a rat. This was maybe 20 years ago. There was a rat. And she was about 19, 20 years old at the time. About 19 years old. And she said, the only thing that I desire really in a man is that he be faithful to God and to pastor. Because, by the way, you never marry someone who has a calling different than your own. That's being unequally yoked. Unequal yoking is not just believer and unbeliever, although that is the most obvious form of it. Unequal yoking can be in anything. For example, a believer partnering with an unbeliever in business is an unequal yoke. But among believers, a man and a woman who have separate callings, who have different callings, getting married is an unequal yoke. You don't even consider marriage until you have defined your call. This man quit. He was a pastor. He had a fruitful church that he had left, came back to Baltimore, was about to start a new church. Something scared him, and he quit. People quit usually because of fear. Either that, or because they're so dull, there's nothing in them to continue. This is so heavily on my heart. I don't know why. I don't think there's a problem here. But at least none that I know of. But I'm going to say it because God is laying it on my heart. Listen carefully. I can't express to you fully, because it's not expressible in words, the unbelievable importance of the Word of God. It is the pearl of great price. Folks, make up your minds. Everybody here has a heart after God. I know that. I know that. But you won't have a real relationship. You won't have a living relationship. You won't have a life. Not just a living relationship, but you won't have a life without that intake of daily Word of God. Please take that to heart. I can't even begin to scratch the surface of describing how mind-numbingly important that is. Make the Word of God your life. Please. Make the Word of God your life. Don't put anything whatsoever as a priority before the Word of God. Have that be your number one priority in all things. I almost hesitate to do this because in a way it seems morbid. But like, take the skin next to nail and pull it off a little bit. And see if you bleed. It doesn't hurt. You don't have to, but you get the idea. See if you bleed. I guarantee you, if you do it enough, you will. You are human. Do you understand? You are humans. The way that your design is, you cannot function in a healthy way apart from the Word of God. The only thing you can do apart from the Word of God, for a short period of time, you might be able to function relatively unchallenged. But that's the best you will be able to do. But then when the challenge comes, you will not have the equipment and resources to deal with the challenge. And it will knock you out of the water. Guys, there is a world, there is your flesh, your old sin nature, and that's not because you're doing anything wrong. It is by virtue of being human beings. Every human being since Adam, with the exception of Christ, has had an old sin nature. There is the cosmic attacks of the enemy, and there is you. Apart from the Word of God, you don't have anything. You can't function. You may have a biological life. You may have the ability to have impulses, neural impulses, going through the nerves, the neurons in your brain, so that you think erroneously that you have thought. You don't have thought. You have response. Apart from the Word of God, there is no genuine thought. Apart from the Word of God, there is no genuine creativity. Apart from the Word of God, there is no genuine analysis. Because apart from the Word of God, there is no reality. Guys, please, take time every morning to get built up in the Word of God. If you don't have the capacity or the ability for an hour, then get 5 minutes. If you don't have the capacity or the ability for 5 minutes, get 30 seconds. Get one thought. Read a single verse in the Bible, if that's all that you have the capacity for. Because at least you'll be getting that much life. I can't tell you the absolute importance of that. There is nothing more important in your life to the day that you go home to be with God. There's nothing more important in your life than the Word of God. Nothing. And when you are at the Bema Seat, at the Judgment Seat of Christ, which is the judgment for the believer, it's the Word of God that will judge you. Folks, it's not just here in time. And you know what? It's not just your experience, although most certainly it is your experience, but not your experience alone. It is your entire eternity. Do you understand this, guys? It is your entire eternity that is on the line. Get the Word of God. Every single day. Don't let a single day pass you by where you have not received the Word of God. You need it more than you need to breathe. And I'm saying not that it's good for you. I'm saying you need it, whether you realize it or not. Many times when I was in the emergency room, a doctor would send the patient from his office into the emergency room because the patient was about to have a heart attack and didn't know it. But he needed the heart work. You need the Word of God. You need the Word of God. You need it more than you need to eat. You need it more than you need to sleep. You need it more than you need a house. You need it more than you need anything. You need a job. You need it more than you need to go to school. You need the Word of God more than you need your homework. And that's not saying don't do your homework. You need the Word of God. Guys, when we are judged by God at the Bema Seat, our eternal state is going to be determined, not as to saved or not saved, but as to one, the capacity for joy, the closeness to God, whether or not we reign, and how well rewarded we are. People take the rewards of God too lightly. They're not like earthly rewards. It's not like you get a cash prize. These are rewards that have genuine meaning and significance to the state of the believer for the rest of eternity. And you get it here. It's very easy for us to not be able to relate to the Bema Seat because we're looking around in time on a horizontal basis and we look at what we can see and we can't see heaven. But some can. By the way, learn to see heaven. But folks, it is coming. It reminds me of the parable of the 10 virgins. They knew the bridegroom was coming. They knew it. But only 5 prepared. And then when he came, the other 5, quite frankly, they were out of luck. There was no turning it at that point. Folks, when we go home, there will be no turning it. The only opportunities we get to respond to God, to get built up in His Word, to make a difference for eternity, learn how to live in faith, to learn the love of God in a practical manifestation where we need faith and grace to learn it, is now. I can't help but wonder if somebody went down, let's say to Main Street, and they had a wad of money and they threw all this money out the windows, how many people would clamor to get some of that money? They would probably clamor to get as much of it as they possibly could. Christians, I will guarantee you, would clamor, would go there, somebody's giving out free cash, as much as you want, and I can't think of a Christian who wouldn't say, okay, I'll take as much as I can get. Not in an, it's yours, it's a Donald Trump. Say, I have millions upon millions of dollars here, I'm throwing it out the window for anybody who wants it, please take it. How many people in this room would be there saying, I'll take some. I could really use it, with legitimate reason. But believers will not take their opportunities from God. Folks, please don't pass up your opportunities from God. Don't pass up your opportunities from God. They are your eternity. Not every believer in heaven is equal. Paul said that believers in heaven differ as the stars in the firmament, in the sky. Some are brilliant and some are very faint and dull. That is how believers are in heaven. Some are brilliant and some are very faint and dull. Folks, please do not be lax towards the Word of God. Even if it means having some discipline. Take the discipline. Have the discipline to receive the Word of God daily. Have the self-discipline to receive the Word of God daily. People get involved in all kinds of activities and they're fine. The activities are fine, but they don't get involved in receiving the Word of God. Have the right priorities before God, folks. You only get one shot. That is all. God will not give you a second life. You only have one. And you know what? It's going to go by so fast. I know you can understand these words intellectually. But honestly, I think most people under the age of 20 have absolutely no clue what this means. I was 18 yesterday. I was 18 just yesterday. And that was decades. The day seems long, but the year is short. Folks, I don't know how else to explain it to you. Understanding is learning from the experiences of others. Live with understanding. You need the Word of God. You need the Word of God. If you don't get it, God won't hate you. You'll just suffer eternal loss. You won't receive what you could have had. You're not going to go to hell. You're saved. You just won't have the heaven you could have had. I'm not even talking about the experiences on earth. Eternity is much longer. Guys, it's going to go by so fast. There's a reason why God described your life as a vapor. It's going to go by so fast. Pastor Stephen started preaching when he was in his early 20s, and he's home with the Lord. He died at 78. The day came. In some ways, I thought we'd never lose him. I thought we'd be raptured before we lost him. You probably sensed that from the people who knew him well. We really did. We thought we'd get raptured before we lost him. At least we hoped. It went by so fast. I met him over 20 years ago. I remember the first time I heard him preach as though I just heard him this afternoon. Over 20 years ago. I can't imagine where it went. Guys, get the Word of God. Please get the Word of God. You need it more than anything else. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is more important. Get the Word of God. Don't be careless toward it. Don't say to yourself later. No. Get it right then and there. Even if all you can do is 5 minutes, even if all you can do is 30 seconds, get it then and there. I can't even begin to describe the mind-numbing importance. Learn to hunger after His Word. That's my prayer for every single person here. That you learn to hunger after His Word. Crave it like you don't crave anything else. Crave God's Word. Crave it. Time goes so fast. The next 20 years will go by faster than the previous four. I will promise you that. I will absolutely promise you that. Is that right, Steve? In 20 years, you guys are going to be pushing 40. 20 years after that, you'll be pushing 60. And it will go by so fast. Can't even begin to describe it. I feel no different than when I was 16. Literally. Honestly, I don't feel any different than when I was 16. And you won't either. I remember in high school I had this art teacher who was a nice guy. He said that to us. He was like 36 years old. He said, "I feel 16. He looked older. He said, "I feel 16. You kind of look at him like, "You okay?" I know exactly what he means. I'm almost there. I can't stress the importance. I just can't stress the importance. For your personal, individual life, it is your eternity, but it is also your life here. Guys, I did not know what it meant to have peace until I got the Word of God. I did not know what it meant to have life until I got the Word of God. I did not know what it meant to have joy until I got the Word of God. I did not know what it meant to have a provision until I got the Word of God. I did not know what it meant to think until I got the Word of God. I can't begin to tell you the importance. There's nothing more important. There's nothing that exists that is more important. Nothing. Discipline yourself. And if you don't have the ability, because of capacity, to do an hour, then get as much as you have the capacity for. If you don't have the ability to sit down and simply read or listen to God's Word, then do it in your car, or do it as you're getting ready in the mornings. Take a CD player in the bathroom while you are taking a shower and getting ready, and listen then. Whatever you have to do, listen to the Word of God. Get the Word of God. Fall in love with your Bible. There's a reason why I have a 23-year-old Bible. Because I love this book. I have newer ones. But this is my Bible. This is my Bible. Love this book. Love this book. It's your life. Yours too. Love this book. Can't emphasize it enough.